Ford's up in the pre-market. Company announces it will run its EV and internal combustion units as separate entities within the automaker. There's Ford Model E will develop the EVs, while the traditional business will be called Ford Blue.
Hi, it's Dave. So starting 2023, Ford will be reporting their ICE division and their EV division separately. Ford also announced a goal to reach 2 million electric vehicle sales per year in the year 2026, and for their EV sales to match their ICE sales in 2030. Jim Cramer had a few things to say about all these announcements. First, Jim Cramer really likes Ford's CEO.
Remember, he's making money on everything. Farley will not make something he doesn't make money on, which I think is incredible.
Second, Cramer frames all this as possibly hurting Tesla, or at least trying to hurt Tesla.
And he does want to, this is the destroy Tesla plan. Remember, Tesla produced fewer than 30,000 cars in America. He wants to do 2 million. I think Farley's ambitions are remarkable.
Third, Cramer doubles down and says the following.
Yeah. I would take Farley over Musk in 2026.
Huh. In 2026.
When they're going to make 2 million cars. 2 million EVs.
Well, I thought that, all right, so that's I loved Farley.
It's like a SPAC 2 million, projection.
I wanted to pull back from the 2 mil. I wouldn't have gone with the 2 mil.
So Cramer says he'd choose Farley over Musk in 2026. Now, I'm going to assume that means that Cramer is saying he's more bullish on Ford's 2026 plans than on Tesla's 2026 plans, and that he trusts Farley's execution over Musk's execution. So what's going on here, at least from my perspective? First, I think Cramer is showing us how a lot of Wall Street looks at Tesla. Tesla to them is a car company and Ford is a car company. Thus, they're competitors. So they naturally pit any of Ford's plans against what Tesla is doing. I think though fundamentally that this is missing what's really going on. The big change 5 or 10 years ago was the internal combustion engine starting to get disrupted by electric vehicles. Tesla started this in the premium vehicle segment and since then has moved down to the entry-level luxury car and SUV markets with the Model 3 and the Model Y. And this trend will continue. So ICE being disrupted by EVs is a big trend, but there's a much, much bigger trend going on. And that is the car is awakening. It's being turned from a dumb car into a car that's smart and alive in a sense, and in coming years can likely drive safer than even humans. This is basically the unfolding of AI getting so good that it can do immensely complex tasks like driving better than humans. It's a huge turning point in history. At Tesla's AI Day last year, Andrea Karpathy, Tesla's head of AI, showed this slide, the biological visual cortex wiring. It's kind of geeky and nerdy, but basically this is what Andrea Karpathy said at the presentation. He said, "We are effectively building a synthetic animal from ground up." And he says the car is, in a sense, an animal that moves around, senses the environment, acts autonomously and intelligently. He says we are building all the components from scratch in-house. We're building all the mechanical components of the body. We're building the nervous system, which is all the electrical components. And for our purposes, the brain of the autopilot, the synthetic visual cortex. And he says the process starts in the beginning when light hits our artificial retina and we are going to process this information with neural networks. And here's a few tweets to give us some broader context. A couple days ago, Jason Danheiser talks about how he drove FSD beta without any interventions, going to the office, he couldn't believe it. And Elon Musk replied and he says, "Self-driving cars and useful humanoid robots require a sophisticated understanding of reality. I'm increasingly convinced that they are on the path to solving AGI or artificial general intelligence. Should AGI be solved? I don't know, but humanity is moving rapidly in this direction, whether I like it or not." And about 3 weeks ago, I tweeted, I said, at some point, I'm not sure when that exactly will be, Tesla will become more of an AI company than a car company. And Elon replied and he said, true. All right, so what's going on? Most other automakers are struggling just to make the transition from ICE to EV. And as they tout their EV plans, they're largely plans that are focused on human-driven vehicles, but that's being disrupted. I'm not sure how many people are going to really want a human-driven dumb car in several years after AI-driven sentient machines have completely changed the paradigm of transportation. And the transition to AI-driven cars, I think, is much harder to make than for a company to make the transition from ICE to electric vehicles. If Tesla solves FSD first and has a substantial multi-year lead over any competitor with generalized autonomous driving, then Tesla could keep the tech to themselves and try to completely dominate or even decimate the entire auto industry. but that probably wouldn't be in the best interest of the world, because Tesla's not going to be able to make enough cars on their own to replace the entire world's fleet of cars in a reasonable amount of time. So Elon has mentioned he's open to licensing Tesla's FSD technology to other automakers, and perhaps that can be a lifeline of sorts. There's still lots of unknowns and questions in how all this unfolds in coming years. But seeing automakers struggling with the transition to EVs, I think is just the tip of the iceberg of their struggles. Anyways, just all my two cents. Hope this has been helpful. Go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.